Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Do you wish you could all get fitter as a family, but struggle to find the time? Busy mum of five, Sophia Capcia, has a full-time job and is studying for a PhD, so she has little or no time to devote to exercise. Instead, the teacher has come up with a smart way to integrate it into her everyday life, through skipping and making housework fun with the kids.
And sometimes you feel like, you know what, I'm so tired. But I would say you need to take every opportunity to incorporate activity in that case. You have to be deliberate. You have to say, this is what I'm going to do. Anything that you can do, it doesn't have to be, it could be just playing with the children and reassuring them that you're healthy and you're happy. And our children need that, especially now, to know that their parents are okay.
Welcome back to Brummy Mummies. My name is Zoe Chamberlain. I'm a journalist, author, and mum. I launched Brummy Mummies as a community for families to help people to connect both online and in person. My goal is to share with you stories from the most inspiring mums and dads to help you find out how they juggle family life and everything that comes with it. Today, I talk to Sophia about how she makes exercise and fitness part of her every day without having to go to the gym, and how she's inspiring others to do the same. Hi, Sophia. Lovely to chat to you again. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. So tell me a bit about daily life in the Capcia household.
Okay. Hi, Zoe. As a mom and a teacher, a PhD student, I understand that it is very important to keep fit and keep not only myself fit, but also the children that I have the opportunity to call my own. So we use the backyard a lot, the garden a lot. We use the park, we use housework, and we try to make that as fun as possible. The children buy into that because it's fun. It's mom acting silly, jumping around, just having fun. And we take the twins on walks. So basically our routine is trying to incorporate activity as much as possible because movement for us is what is necessary to really keep us fit, healthy. And when I talk about being fit, I'm talking about the mental well-being as well, because that is so important.
So tell me about your family. How old are your girls?
Okay, so I have 5 girls. The eldest is 10. Her name is Nia. And then I have an 8-year-old. Her name is Ariana. I have a 6-year-old. Her name is Sienna. And then I have identical twin girls, Amara and Annalise, and they are 16 months now. So I'm officially a girl mom because I only have girls. So it's quite, you know, girls for me, girls love interaction and they like when I join them in doing things. So if they're in the garden and I'm there, I find that they will participate more than if I say to them, go out for some fresh air. That just doesn't work with my girls. If I say, oh, go outside and have some fresh air, they'll say, oh, mom, it's cold, or I'd rather read my book, or I want to watch something on TV. But if they see me out there, they come out and they take part. So I think that would be something I would say to parents. You need to join in. Children love to model what you do.
That's such a good tip. So how do you kind of find the time to go out and do all this stuff with them? Because you're a full-time teacher and, as you mentioned, you're studying for a PhD as well. I think a lot of people who are busy find it really difficult to factor in some kind of time for exercise and keeping fit.
Okay, so for me, it is really incorporating activity and exercising everything I do and having that routine. So if we're doing the chores, because everyone will have to do chores around the house. So if you're hoovering, that is exercise. And I also use what I have. So I don't go out and buy expensive gym equipment. I use what I have. So I utilize the space in the house. You know, I do stretching. Just all you need is just a clear space to do your stretches. And if you're doing your squats, you just need leg room, really. So I utilize what I have and make that a part. And then, as I said before, I have the girls. So we go to the park. We have a lovely park nearby. And I think we're fortunate for having that green space. So we walk to the park. We don't drive. We feed the dogs. I push the twins in their double stroller, and that is a workout in itself.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yes. So, and if we try to do that as much as possible, well, right now we're just doing it once a week, but that is good enough. And then while I'm there, I'm running with the kids. I'm chasing the pigeons. I'm just taking part. You know, one thing that this lockdown has taught me, and I was speaking to another mother today, and she was saying the same thing. Actually, we were saying that embracing what we have and really being grateful, that word gratitude, you know, the children, sometimes as parents, you feel like, oh, they're not listening or, you know, they're not doing what you want them to do. But I think taking that step and thinking about how grateful we are to have come through, you know, 2 lockdowns, 3 lockdowns, we have health, you know, we have strength. And, you know, the pandemic, as I said, has taught us to really look after not only our physical well-being, but also our mental well-being.
Absolutely. I love that when you were talking to me before and you told me about how you bring kind of joy into everything that you're doing. And even, I can just imagine you kind of doing the housework with the girls, and you were saying you were doing silly dances and they were teaching you different things to do whilst you're doing the vacuuming or cleaning the carpet.
I believe that once you think that something is fun and you enjoy doing it, anything you enjoy doing, it is not going to be a hardship. You're going to want to do it. And it's the same thing with physical exercise and going out and being active. So with the girls, you know, we will be doing chores, and they love to see mom being silly and just laughing and dancing. They join in. They teach me the new dances. They say, Mom, let's, you know, they'll put on Just Dance and we learn new dances together. So it is about, you know, building as well that relationship with your children. And if nothing else, lockdown has taught me to be more grateful for what I have and to really enjoy what I have, enjoy the girls, because we know that life is transient. We know that, you know, no one knows the future. So we definitely have to enjoy what we have. We also need to be healthy. You know, we have come through this because of or healthy practices. So incorporating those, I think, is vital.
Yeah, I really agree with you there. Yeah, you can really feel so grateful for what you have around you during this time. So tell me a bit about your skipping, because I think your skipping is seriously impressive. So tell me, when did you start skipping and why?
Okay, I started skipping when I was very young. So, you know, I grew up in Jamaica, so we had the green spaces, and we spent a lot of time outside because that was the place to be. We had, at that time, you know, we'd just call our friends over and we'd have groups skipping, you know, synchronized skipping. No, I can't do that now when I reflect. And it's because I'm really out of practice. But with skipping, anytime I skip, it brings back those days. It makes me happy as well. So, you know, those are the days you're free, you're happy. It's just joy. So I started skipping. And for me, skipping is the number one exercise. And I would encourage anyone to skip. I try to skip. Do 100 skips. So for me, I try and I don't worry about if I have to stop. I just start again until I get it. I think with skipping, it's the reps that's important. So no matter how slowly you begin, just build up that rep. And then after a while, you will realize that you're so good at it because it comes with practice. So I do my skipping. And as I said, for me, it also helps my mental well-being. So after skipping, I do feel more relaxed. If I was worried before, I find that I'm not worrying anymore as well. And it's great for cardio. It's good for your heart rate. It helps your concentration. I think that the benefits of skipping is numerous. So why not start? And as they say, every journey needs a first step.
So what would you say to people who perhaps haven't skipped since they were a child and thinks that they can't do it anymore?
I would say you won't know until you try and start. And you have to start from the beginning. So take up the skipping rope and have a go and see, and then develop. So you're not pushing yourself, you're not stressing yourself, because then you will give up and say, I can't do it. So start with maybe 10 skips, and there are different forms of skipping. So you can do the run, the walk and run, or you can just do one full one, or you can go for it. So there are different ways to do it. So you take it at your own pace and level. And as I said, my girls are doing the same. So they're adding on to how many reps they can do, and they're developing how well they can do with practice, though.
So do you think that there's been a shift during the pandemic, that perhaps children and families have become less active as a result of having to stay at home more?
Definitely. I think for many children, the reality is that going to school and having a weekly PE lessons is the only form, really, of physical activity that they have. And Sports England have released new research that reveal that children's activity levels have been impacted by the pandemic. A physical active child is a healthy child, in my opinion. And this is supported by experts who believe that physical activity allows children to have a better outlook on life because it builds their confidence. And it helps them also to manage anxiety. And especially now, a lot of children are anxious about, you know, going back to school, about missed lessons, about if they will be at the level that they need to be at. So having physical activity will allow children to have a better outlook on life, to be able to handle these anxieties and build confidence in managing it and managing depression as well, because it's going to increase their self-esteem and also their cognitive skills.
And so by the nature of that, not doing the physical exercise will affect their mental health.
Yes, definitely.
So I know that you've been helping Sport England with its Join the Movement campaign. Could you tell me a bit more about that and kind of your involvement with it?
Okay, so Join the Movement campaign, it's funded by the National Lottery, and it was first launched in March 2020. And the whole idea behind it is for the nation to become active, especially during lockdown, and finding new ways of living and new ways of exercising. What I like about Sport England is that they not only utilize their websites by giving us practical strategies which we can use, but also they link that to research because I think it's important to have the evidence behind it. And, you know, with schools being closed and the grassroots support suspended, you know, there is a real concern that the lockdown will have further impact for many children. And that is a concern. And the reality is that, as I said before, going to school was important for children in terms of they had PE, they had that activity.
I guess they had that walk to and from school as well for some of them. That was a form of activity as well.
Yes, yes. And they were outdoors because at school, you know, at break time, they have to be outdoors, you know, but then by the nature of homeschooling, I know that there are some parents who actually do a lot of outdoor activity, but then there are some who the children are mostly indoors, you know, on there. And with online and remote teaching, you know, students had a lot of screen time. You know, they were before the screens a lot. And we had to think about ways to cut down on that and to support while supporting their learning. So there were a lot of concerns. So Sports England wanted to do something. So Join the Movement campaign is just that, a campaign to get the nation active.
And what kind of strategies are there that that people can maybe get from that website? What are some of the ideas?
Okay, so they have a range of activities on there, from how to do simple things like go to the park, suggestions, ideas like that, or the videos. So they have videos on how to do certain activities as well. They have videos of children and parents doing it together. So I like that as well, you know. So they have real people as well. So I'm not an actress. So they use real people in their campaign to show, you know, really gave a good idea of anyone who wanted to do it, that anyone can do it and the ways, and that we don't need equipment. So a lot of the videos, it's videos without equipment. It's just you utilizing the resources that you have available. So it doesn't, you don't feel like it is impossible because you don't have the dumbbell and you don't have the treadmill and you have yourself and you can push your body in movement. So.
And what would you say to parents or anybody really who says, oh, that's all well and good, but I'm too busy to exercise?
I would say I understand, you know, I'm busy, I'm a mom, you know, so many things happening. And there are times when I don't feel like I have the time or capacity to do this. And sometimes you feel like, you know what, I'm so tired. But I would say you need to take every opportunity to incorporate activity in that case. So you're tired and you're busy, but you still have to hoover the house. So why not include that into a physical activity? You still have to get fresh air. So why not go for a walk? And it could be a 10-minute walk. You know, it doesn't have to be a jog or a run. So it's just us ensuring and being proactive about it. And I think you have to be deliberate. You have to say, this is what I'm going to do. It's easy not to. And we know the harmful effects of not doing that. You know, one major harmful effect is that your mental health is going to suffer. And especially now, we need to boost our mental health. So anything that you can do, it could be a short burst, or it could be a short jog in the garden. It doesn't have to be. It could be just playing with the children and reassuring them that you're healthy and you're happy. And our children need that, especially now, to know that their parents are okay. To know that they depend on us. We are their world. And if they think that you're not, something is awry, children sense it. they sense it. Even I have, as I said, I have the twins, and they'll come and they, if I'm sitting there and I'm like focused on something, you know, I'm really focused, and they think, oh, mommy, is something wrong? Mom is ignoring me. They'll come and they'll rub me and rub my arm or rub my leg and say, mom. And what they're looking for is reassurance, because mom isn't smiling and mom isn't. And they want that. So even babies pick up on your mood. So I think as parents, it's our responsibility to ensure that we are at optimum health. And how do we do this with our busy lives is ensuring that we incorporate as much physical activity as we can and do it in, you know, you're not going out of your way. You're doing it using your daily routines and the daily work that you have to do.
You've given us so much fantastic advice there. Would you be able to give me your 5 top tips as to how we can all include fitness into our everyday lives?
Okay, I thought about it and I actually tried to summarize it in 5. I'm like, that is hard, 5. Okay, so I think my top one is exercise daily. And what I mean is include some form of daily activity, whether it's a walk, whether it's when you're doing the hoovering, you put on your favorite music and you hoover away and build up a sweat, or you go for a walk in the park with the children, or you go and play tag and tag in the backyard with them. So you do something that is going to be a physical activity daily. And linked to that, you develop a routine. And when I say a routine, I'm saying for me, for example, I'll give an example. For me, my daily routine is when I get up, I meditate. So I read a scripture and I pray. Why is that important in all of this? It is because that is your mental health. You're centering yourself for the day that you're going to tackle. And you're ensuring that you are putting things in, just like how we need a healthy breakfast. We need to have a healthy mind before we tackle our day. And, you know, we spoke so much about how busy we are and how many commitments we have to tackle. So we need to be ready and be strong enough to tackle those. So having a routine, or whatever your routine is, some people do journaling. You know, but you need to have something that it is your routine, you know, before you get up. Some people, you know, just jump out of bed to start their day. And I'm saying that is not a healthy start. You need to really center yourself before you tackle all of these huge things that you need to tackle. Okay, 3, stay motivated. So after you have decided on being deliberate about your exercise, you're going to develop something. You're going to ensure that you incorporate some form of daily activity into your routine. You have to stay motivated. It's easy to not follow through. So you need to stay committed to it. And the next one links nicely, my 4th point, keep it fun. You're going to stay motivated if it's fun. So you need to make your physical activity fun, or you're not going to want to be motivated about it. You're going to give up. So the fun element is important. Think about what you like to do, what you enjoyed when you were young, when you were growing. For me, it's skipping. So I definitely love skipping. So it's not hard for me to skip, because I love doing it. And I have connotations and associations with skipping to a time when I was at the happiest. You know, I was young, I was free, I didn't have any commitments. So yes, so when I skip, I am really happy. And my final one is clean up and tidy up. So when you're doing your housework, your gardening, etc., they all count towards exercise and physical activity. So, you know, you incorporate all of that. And this is the time to garden. If you want to do some gardening, if you have a green thumb or some people call it a green finger. I call it a green thumb. This is the time to do that. So those are my 5 tips.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much, Sophia. And thank you for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you. And I think that we all can feel quite inspired by how you managed to fit so much into so little time and do it in such a fun way so that everybody wants to get involved.
Thanks a lot, Zoe. As always, it was my pleasure speaking to you.
So do you think you can get fitter without hitting the gym? Why not set it as a whole family challenge and get everyone involved, just like Sophia does? You can read Sophia's full story on our Brummy Mummies Facebook page and on the Birmingham Live website. And you can find out more about Sophia and how she's inspiring families through Sport England via the website www.sportengland.org/join the movement. Brummy Mummies is a laudable production, brought to you by Brummy Mummies and Birmingham Live. You can download or stream the Brummy Mummies podcast on all major podcasting platforms, including Spotify and Apple. Be sure to follow our Brummy Mummies Facebook page for lots more family information. And whilst there, sign up for our newsletter to make sure you never miss an episode. See you next time.